Chapter 4. The day the cuffs come out, they've gotten 3 rounds already. The first time's slow and sweet, spread out on Prompto's bed. It's a lot like the first time they got together, honestly. It's all fumbling hands and searching kisses. They don't bother with anything fancy, only rub against each other, skin on skin, until the sweet friction's almost too much to bear. Only this time, when Nock's done, Prompto isn't. He's just lying there, cock still throbbing, ready for another go. The second time's a couple hours later, sprawled out on the couch in the living room. They've got a bowl of microwave popcorn on the table in front of them, mostly forgotten now. The action movie on the screen's mostly forgotten, too. They'd been playing a game. 10 strokes for every explosion, but that doesn't last long. Before an hour's up, Prompto's too close to an explosion of his own to keep going, so Nacht just has him get down on the floor and put his mouth to work. After that, Nacht's got a meeting with some diplomat and a photo shoot for Who's Who magazine, so he catches a quick shower and gives Prompto a quick kiss. Then he leaves him alone to squirm in his own unsatisfied want for the rest of the afternoon. But he's back by 6 to stay the night. And round 3 is right there in the entryway, all wandering hands and teasing tongues. Prompto thinks they're done for the night. He thinks Nacht's just about worked it out of his system. He's low-key jealous that he's gotten off 3 times today. Much as a part of him loves the slow burn of frustration that settled in and started paying rent, his mind keeps wandering to the possibility of jerking himself off, nice and slow. Or even better, Nacht doing it, with those pretty fingers and lots of lube. Anyway, 3 times is a lot, even by Nacht's standards, so Prompto thinks they're done for the night. But when it's time for bed, and Nacht opens up the bedside drawer, where they've been keeping their catalog order, he knows he's wrong. The cuffs are padded things, soft leather connected with a strap of chain. Prompto's been dying to try them on since the day the package arrived. Nacht holds them up idly, letting one dangle. He says, "What do you think? Want to give him a shot?" He looks amazing, standing there in the black silk pajama bottoms that are all he wears to bed. Suddenly, a whole day's worth of desire spikes through Prompto, hot and urgent, and his cock gives a little twitch between his legs. He trips over the words in his haste to get them out. "You know it, dude. Bring it on." He's kind of expecting to get hooked up to the headboard. He's seen enough porn, and isn't that the standard pose? Chain threaded between the bars so your arms are stretched out above you? But Nacht circles around behind him instead, latches the cuffs police style behind his back. "What?" says Prompto, and licks at his lips. "Not gonna tie me down to anything?" Nacht fixes him with a lingering look. "Don't need to. Your hands aren't going anywhere." The way he says it, low and intent, makes Prompto squirm a little. They've barely gotten started, and already he feels like he's on a hair trigger. "So, says Prompto, "you had something else in mind?" "Maybe," says Nacht. He steps out of the pajama pants and abandons them there on the floor. Nothing's underneath, only what seems like miles of smooth, pale skin. Nacht settles himself up against the headboard, legs stretched out straight, pats his lap and peers at Prompto with a smirk that's so hot it ought to be illegal. "Come sit with me." It's awkward to do. Nacht settled himself right in the middle of the bed, and Prompto doesn't have his hands free to crawl. He walks on his knees, wobbly and uncertain, aware of Nacht's eyes on him the whole way. When he reaches Nacht, spread out, bare and inviting, it takes him a minute to get one leg up and over, so that he's straddling the thighs. His balance isn't quite there, and he teeters, almost going down, but Nacht reaches out a hand to press against his side, steadying him before he can topple. "You good?" says Nacht when he's settled. Prompto licks at his lips, and he wriggles his hips side to side. His sleep shorts, the only thing he's wearing, are already way too tight. They're tented in the front, the fabric stretched to show off the outline of his erection underneath. "I can think of ways to be better," says Prompto, and wriggles his hips again, pointedly. Nacht lets out a shaky sigh of pleasure at the friction, lets his eyes fall closed, and seems to consider. "I guess you can get to work," he allows at last. Prompto takes the invitation as soon as he gets it. The words are barely out of Nacht's mouth before he's leaning forward, pressing down and in so that his clothed cock is rubbing up against Nacht's bare one. It's hard to hold the right position without his arms to support him, and Nacht's not helping. He's just lying back against the pillows, eyes trained on Prompto's face. Prompto feels himself flush under that watchful gaze, rocks forward more insistently, and starts to get a rhythm going. It's nice. All firm pressure and pleasant friction, a deliberate press and grind. Once upon a time, he probably wouldn't have been able to get off like this. But these days, he feels like he's always walking a tightrope. It would take him maybe 5 minutes, tops, if Nacht let him. They're going to be at it for a while, though, he thinks. Nacht's come 3 times already today, and he's only half hard. Prompto's going to have to work for this. So he really gets started, rocks his hips from side to side and rolls them forward, and draws little circles. By the time Nacht's fully hard, Prompto's outright dripping. The pre-cum has made a wet spot on the fabric of his sleep shorts. He's close already. He can feel it, just within reach. The pleasure is a low coil of heat in his abdomen, and his thighs are trembling. It would be so easy to slip over the edge. He says, "Nacht, Nacht, I'm gonna..." And Nacht says, "Stop." Prompto stills instantly, fighting to keep his hips from moving, fighting to keep from grinding down and dragging himself across that too-close finish line. Nacht gives him a couple of minutes to breathe, then says, "Keep going." Prompto keeps going. He works them both up with a rocking motion that quickly turns urgent. It doesn't take him long to lose the rhythm, and in no time at all, he's trembling again, clinging to the edge with willpower alone. "Nacht," he says, voice strained. And Nacht says, "Stop." Prompto whimpers a little, bows his head, and tries to breathe. His break feels shorter this time, no more than a minute. Then Nacht says, "Keep going." So Prompto starts again. He rubs up against Nacht, feeling the way the cloth on his sleep shorts clings to the pre-cum at the tip, feeling the way Nacht presses up beneath him, hyper-attuned to every little shift he makes. He wants to go faster, to throw himself into this, but his legs are trembling already and his abs ache from keeping himself at just the right angle. Still, he's close. He's so close. He leans his head down, shakily, to rest his forehead against Nacht's shoulder. It takes some of the weight off. It lets him get his hips moving the way he wants them to. Short, sharp thrusts that grind and catch. Delicious friction that's got him almost there. "Nacht," says Prompto, desperate now. And Nacht says, "Stop." Prompto whines. He squeezes his eyes shut. Behind him, prevented from doing anything helpful by the soft leather of the cuffs, his fingers open and close on nothing. Prompto bites down on the juncture between Nacht's neck and shoulder, just to help him ride out the edge, just for something to hold on to. And Nacht yelps, scrabbles at his shoulders in an effort to push him up and away. Prompto blinks down at him, startled. "What?" he says. "What is it?" Nacht's rubbing at the place at the base of his neck, a little red, from where Prompto's teeth dug in. You want to explain where this came from the next time I give a press conference? Suddenly, Prompto can picture it. Every tabloid in the city taking bets on the prince's secret lover. His eyes dart to the spot on Nacht's neck, heart pounding in his throat for all the wrong reasons. The red spot's already starting to fade, thank the gods. He doesn't think it'll leave a mark. He just about trips over the words to get them out. Sorry, dude, I didn't even think about it. But is he ever thinking now? A whole lineup of worst-case scenarios. What if it bruises? What if it shows up in newsreels? What if they have to explain it to the king? Some of his panic must show, because Nacht says, "Hey," in a tone that's decidedly gentle. He cups a hand below Prompto's chin, lifts it until he's meeting Nacht's eyes. "Quit worrying, it'll be fine." Nacht pauses a beat, almost hesitant. Then he adds, "I'd let you, if I could." The admission's awkward and a little shy. Something in Prompto's chest warms and flips over at the words, a slow kind of swell. Prompto can't help it. He leans in for a kiss. An instant later, both of Nacht's hands bury themselves in his hair, pulling him closer. It's long and sweet and searching, and Prompto melts into it, letting most of his weight slump forward against Nacht's body. It drags on for maybe a minute. Slow, careful touches. It drags on until Prompto's nerves settle down, washed out with hazy pleasure. It drags on until Nacht's hands start to wander again, and Prompto remembers, abruptly, exactly how many times he hasn't gotten to come today. Says Prompto when they break apart. You want to keep going? Nacht stares up at him, eyes dark with want, hair rumpled and still damp from the shower. He licks at his lips, and he says, "What I want is to go another couple of rounds. Then we'll give those cuffs a workout. How's that sound?" "It sounds amazing." Prompto bites down on his lip and exhales through his nose. And he says, "Sounds like a plan." The words are barely out of his mouth before he's moving again. A slow roll of hips. He can feel Nacht underneath him. Is so very aware of the way Nacht's cock presses against the fabric of his boxers, just below his ass. It suddenly seems like the worst kind of torture, that he can't have it inside him. He suddenly feels empty, and it's damn near unbearable. It takes him no time at all till he's dangling from the edge again. "Nacht," he gasps, and Nacht says, "Stop." He knows the word's coming this time, but it doesn't make it any easier to listen. He whimpers and breathes through the ache of arousal and fights to keep still. He barely gets a few breaths to relax this time before Nacht says, "Keep going." Prompto keeps going. He's already desperately close, only just holding on. The pressure on his cock feels amazing. As soon as he presses forward, he groans and pants and rocks his hips. Once, twice, three times. "Nacht," he says, voice strangled. And Nacht says, "Stop." Prompto stops, still breathing hard. Somehow he manages to stay still while Nacht runs steadying hands over his sides, while Nacht slips an arm around his back and unlocks one of the cuffs. When Prompto thinks he can breathe again, Nacht says, "Come on, up you go." He's a little wobbly when Nacht urges him higher on his knees and helps him clamber off. He lets himself be guided, lets Nacht lie him down on the blankets with his arms stretched out over his head. He can hear the faint clink of metal on metal as Nacht runs the empty cuff through the slats on the headboard and then gently reattaches it to Prompto's wrist. Prompto swallows, tugs downward experimentally, and finds that he can't move. He's completely at Nacht's mercy. He couldn't get himself off like this, even if he wanted to, and the thought sends a wave of heat rolling over him, slow and suffocating. Then Nacht brings his hands to Prompto's hips, gently running the pads of his thumbs over sensitive skin, and Prompto outright groans. "You ready?" says Nacht. "Oh my gods," says Prompto. "I was ready yesterday. I was ready like 100 years ago. Nacht smiling at him, dragging the waistband of his sleep shorts slightly lower. "I was ready back when the Astrals had their war, dude. Would you please hurry?" Nacht outright laughs at that, pulls the boxers the rest of the way down, and glances back up at Prompto's face, eyes full of heat. "I guess that means I ought to get the lube." Searching fingers find Prompto's erection and curl around it, teasing. Prompto groans and slams his head back into the pillow. His hips try to move of their own accord, but as soon as he begins to rock into the touch, Nacht takes his hand away. "Guess," says Prompto. "Gods, please." Nacht laughs at him again, soft and affectionate, which kind of makes Prompto want to scream. But he also goes for the bedside drawer to get the lube out, and that, well, that's a step in the right direction. Maybe Nacht's getting impatient, too. As soon as he pops the cap, he squeezes some into his palm and slicks his finger, comes to kneel on the bed beside Prompto and slip it between his legs. It feels like Prompto's been waiting for an eternity. He whimpers when the tip of Nacht's finger brushes against him, but for an endless moment, nothing happens. It only rubs there, soft and teasing, until Prompto shudders and arches his back and yanks hard on the cuffs. "Nacht," he gasps, tone pleading. And Nacht glances up, all dark eyes and slanted smile, and presses in. It's a long, slow glide, not quite enough. It opens him up, but it doesn't really stretch him. Thank all the gods, Nacht seems to be tired of waiting. After a few quick thrusts, he adds a second finger, works them in carefully, and then curls them. White-hot pleasure radiates out of the place where they touch, and Prompto groans like he's dying. The pressure against his prostate is firm and unyielding, a massage that's just this side of too much. Nacht eases his fingers out again, just for a second. Long enough for Prompto to catch his breath. And then he slides them back in again, along with a third. He keeps it up for maybe a minute. Prompto keeps his eyes closed, gasping for air into his overheated lungs, completely lost in sensation. When the fingers slide out again, he can't quite fight down a whimper. But an instant later, the bed creaks as Nacht gets into position. Prompto opens his eyes to the sight of him, black hair, a disheveled halo around his face, cheeks flushed with arousal, eyes intent and wanting. Nacht reaches to take himself in hand, strokes a few times, and shifts, and bites at his lip. Then he lines the tip up and pushes, and the girth of him, solid and thick and good, takes Prompto's breath away. Above his head, Prompto's hands open and close on nothing. The need to reach between his legs and stroke his own cock is overwhelming. He tugs at the cuffs, desperate, but there's not even a hint of give. When Nacht starts to move, it's the best thing he's ever felt. He's so much thicker than the fingers. He reaches so much deeper. Not every thrust hits his prostate, but every second or third one does, leaving Prompto to arch his back and curl his toes, chasing the sensation. It's almost no time at all before Prompto's balanced right on the screaming edge again, so close he's sure that even a breath of air against his cock would tip him over. "Nacht," says Prompto. It's a warning. It's a plea. And Nacht stops moving, forehead sheened with sweat and pupils blown wide. He leans up, shaking a little, to kiss Prompto, and it's slow and wet and intoxicating. When he pulls back, he says, "You've got a choice." Prompto licks at his lips. "What kind of choice?" "I can keep going," says Nacht, "and you get to come. I'll rub you off just how you like." Prompto swallows, thickly. Right now, He can't think of any option better than that one. Or I can keep going, says Nacht. And you can wait. And we can have a little fun tomorrow. It's not fair. It's not fair. His cock knows damn well what he wants. So do his balls, drawn up tight and aching, entirely more full than is comfortable. But the rest of him must be a god's damned idiot, because he's saying, I want to wait. The grin Nacht gives him in reply, somehow pleased and aroused and proud all at once, means he can't even regret it. Nacht starts up again, then, hard and fast and merciless. It really is how Prompto likes it, when he can't take any more. He'd be screaming if he tipped over the edge right now, Nacht's hand stroking him in time. But he's made his choice. He doesn't get Nacht's hand, and his own are out of the equation, tugging futilely at the soft leather that encloses his wrists. Nacht's getting close now. His fingers on Prompto's hips are tight enough that he'll probably feel it tomorrow. He thinks about Nacht leaving a mark there. He thinks about what it would be like to carry around a reminder of this moment for a day, or 2 days, or a week. Maybe Nacht can't have proof of their time together written on his skin, but Prompto can. Even the thought of it sends a thrill down his spine. Pure, distilled heat. Nacht must be thinking the same thing. He leans in, deliberately, and bites down on the juncture between Prompto's neck and shoulder, closes his teeth there, and applies pressure. Suction follows, hard and hot, and then, in its wake, the wet lave of a tongue. It's damn near enough to make Prompto come. The little spark of pain shoots straight to his cock, and he groans and thrashes and says something garbled that might be Nacht's name. He just needs a little bit more, just one tiny push, and he'll be there. But above him, Nacht goes still at exactly the wrong moment. His teeth bite down even harder as he shakes his way through completion, and Prompto writhes. When Nacht finally pulls out, Prompto blinks up at him, dazed. Ew, he says. That, oh my gods. And Nacht pulls away, presses a gentle kiss to the spot that still stings from the bite, and says, tomorrow's gonna be fun. In a way that makes Prompto wonder, with a thrill of anticipation, what he's gotten himself into. It's not until half an hour later, when Prompto steps out of the shower, still a little wobbly on his legs, that he catches sight of the bruise forming low on his neck in the steamed-up bathroom mirror. It's already going dark, and there is absolutely no question about what caused it. There was definitely someone sucking on his neck, and everyone who sets eyes on him is going to know about it. His fingers seek out the spot and press down experimentally, and Prompto shudders at the small twinge of pain. He guesses he could use a potion, but honestly, he wants to keep it. Dude, he calls down the hall. I'm gonna have to hide this for, like, a week. And Nacht's voice drifts back to him, amused and a little smug. Guess you better wear a high collar tomorrow, he calls back, 'cause we're gonna be out all day.